This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
One of the biggest Jet fans that I know, that the audience knows, is a man from Queens, part of a tribe called Quest, who Peter Rosenberg called the Led Zeppelin of hip-hop. He's Q-Tip, and he joins us here on the Michael K. Show. Here we go, yo. What's up, buddy? What? Oh, no. What's the matter?
Man, it's a Monday.
Yeah.
I expected, first of all, I hope everybody out there is safe and healthy and happy during this holiday season. But I got to tell you, okay? I'm sorry. I'm from Queens.
Yes.
I remember those days, that mud bowl. I remember how A.J. Dewey and those Mark brothers used to crush us.
Sure.
I remember when Richard Todd would hobble out there, do the best he can. I remember Mr. Wes Walker. I am a diehard fan. And I got to tell you, yesterday, when I saw what happened in Los Angeles with this Jets team, you know, first of all, shout out to all the players because, you know, it's not the players' fault, right? Because these guys want to go out there and they want to achieve. This is what they've been doing since Pop Warner days, since they were kids, right?
Right.
They can't. But the mismanagement of this conundrum that we call Jets, and I have every right now to vent, as you do, because I've been dealing with this since a child, okay? A child. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm really sorry, man.
No, listen, the floor is yours,
buddy. I just feel like, all of this pain aside, we're looking at a 25% chance now. We dropped from 75% chance to get Trevor Lawrence. 25%. So just to try to bring some sort of a sunnier perspective and a question I have for you and for all of you guys up here. What if we wind up with number two and, you know, we say, we look at Sam, we say, let's say Sam does good. And I feel better, you know, it's a shout out to Sam because, you know, what he went through with
Gase,
is just, I hate to even say his name, this guy is just incredible. And to see him at the press conference yesterday go on and on and on, it was the longest press conference of the year. Like he was playing for the playoffs or something. And he's talking about a game-winning formation in his press conference for like 2-3 minutes. I'm like, for goodness sakes, dude,
look at his goodbye press conference, Q-Tip. That'll make you feel better.
But bro, help me out. What if we have Quentin Williams, right?
Right.
From Alabama, who's really come along this season. Hopefully he makes his Pro Bowl. He's really stood out, right? He comes from, he has winning pedigree. He has winning caliber right there. He comes from the Nick Saban world of winning.
Yes.
And we have two other, maybe three other elite Alabama guys that are coming up in this draft. What if we take this number two, we move it back, we get a haul, we get the King's ransom, and hopefully we get, I don't know, another first-round draft pick this year, and we say, you know what? The quarterbacks after Trevor Lawrence, they look good. Maybe not generational. Maybe we're, you know, they probably could still be elite. But let's secure our bets here. Let's build a running back room that's unparalleled, and let's get somebody like Najee Harris, who's another Alabama guy who's up there. And let's say we trade two backs. And then let's say we get, you know, Mac Jones or somebody like that, right? another mm-hmm. Alabama guy. So you have sort of like a little synergy that's going on in there. We're building through the run, and we're going to build on the other side of the ball on defense. We have a dang load of picks that we can continue to build. I have confidence in Douglas. I'm not mad at him. I like what he did. He knows what winning is. He, for Christ's sake, it's the hardest thing in the world to get to the Super Bowl. He did that in Philly. And let's say he does that and he picks the coach. And let's say that he and the coach decide we're going to go back, build through running and defense, get a solid, maybe great quarterback, maybe not, obviously not Trevor, but if we did that, what do you think about that?
Well, here's my question to you, and I'll answer it, because I think you might have already answered your own question, right? Do you think Sam is a good quarterback that's been damaged by bad coaching, or do you think he was just the wrong pick?
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
I think Sam is good, but I don't think he's good here.
Okay,
I think that with the media, with everything here, I think that he's even though he wants to stay, he's a great kid. He's shown flashes, but I don't know.
Because I feel like
if you have a question mark on something, I guess you have to move on. But go ahead.
I don't believe he can't take New York. All right, because he comes on every Monday. All right, and we may not like the questions, how he answers them, because he's always taking the hit, but he doesn't sound like a guy that's scared of New York. All right, I think he's every bit the quarterback that they drafted. He has just been coached poorly. All right, if you bring mm-hmm. in the right mm-hmm. coach, I think you've got the quarterback. And if you take all mm-hmm. of that draft equity, and if you believe in Joe Douglas, as you said you do, then he is going to pick the right guys. Tell me why it's so devastating. All right, Trevor Lawrence is a singular talent. I get it. But if you can fix Sam Darnold and have all of these weapons that you can acquire through the draft and free agency, which they've got a lot of money under the cap as well, then exactly how devastating is all of this? Because you bring in Trevor Lawrence, you're still going to have to draft wide receivers. I don't know if Mims is enough. I don't know if Crowder is enough. All right? You're mm-hmm. still going to have to mm-hmm. put together that offensive line. The defense still is a work in progress. So mm-hmm. I think you trade down, you keep Sam, you get a good, legitimate head coach in here, somebody they haven't had since Bill Parcells, and you roll.
Mm-hmm.
And so you said it. You outlined what they should do. So if you believe in the quarterback, that's the question. If you believe Sam is fixable, you believe he's coachable, and that he could be what they drafted at third overall, then exactly how devastating was yesterday?
I agree, right? And again, shout out to Sam. Because he's been nothing but a winner to me in the midst of all of this confusion. But let me just ask you this, because I'm thinking Jets first. Where do we get more value in trading that two down or moving Sam? Where are we going to get more picks?
No, you're going to get more picks with the two, because the Jets have no leverage with Sam. You know, Mike Tannenbaum says you're lucky to get a second-round pick at this point. He's coming off a miserable season, and the Jets mm-hmm. have no leverage, because if they hold on to the number two pick, everybody knows they're going to take the quarterback with number two, which is saying that we'd rather try again at quarterback. So what GM's going to give you a first-round pick for him? But for the second overall pick, with some teams that need quarterbacks, like what would the Bears possibly do? You know, if they got a chance to get Fields at two, and what would they be willing to give you? To me, I think you keep Sam.
Well, that's good. So then, if we keep Sam, you're absolutely right. I see what you're saying. We keep Sam because it's the same thing I'm saying in effect. Because I mean, we already know his tendencies. We know his potential. We've seen it. We've seen the guy bounce back from his first game in his career. He throws a pick six and comes back with 300-yard plus game. So we see he has the moxie. You see he has the strength. He comes from a program where there was some winning. you know, can be a kind of a gunslinger, but we get the right kind of mind state in there. Not just head coach. We need a mind state and a culture in here. And we need somebody that the Johnsons can kind of just let go and let Joe and his coach get around Sam, get maybe one other QB in there in that room.
Right.
And really rebuild this culture. But I really believe that it's on that. Because I like what I saw from Johnson and from Josh Adams. And I feel like, Adams is what, 6'2"? Maybe he could catch that ball, you know, and Ty Johnson could catch that ball also. We know P. Ryan's going to come back. I feel like we stock up in that running back. If we could get Harris by some way, we are going to have, like, just like the best.
I'd like another wide receiver. I'd like a tight end. These are things that they can all acquire because those aren't going to take high draft picks to get them. Well, and I don't think you have to go crazy with a running back.
The running backs are these guys are catching running backs, right? So they're kind of hybrid running backs these days. All of these guys, you know, this is not just the day of like Chuck Muncie.
Those days are over. Q, I don't know how much you listen to the show, but you know how I feel about running backs. If I've got the system, if I've got the quarterback, if I've got the receivers, I'll make a third-round pick work as my running back because he'll get yardage. Take a look at the running backs in this league. Look what New Orleans was able to do with a third overall pick. So I'll find my running backs. Another receiver to complement Mims. Get me a tight end.
Maybe
beef up that offensive
end,
line. Give me some imagination at the offense. Give me somebody that wants to chuck the ball downfield. Give me a coach with a clue on the offensive side of the ball. Because think about how poorly he's been coached, Q. Think about this, all right? You know, Bates is out of the league. I mean, this is a joke. Yeah. Now you know why they gave Josh McCown $10 million to back up Sam last year. Because he was the only one who knew what the heck was going on. Now you get a legitimate coach. You want to root for something? Forget the draft. What you want to root for is that Joe Douglas makes this decision and not Chris Johnson on who the next coach is going to be. Because Chris Johnson's going to screw this up. That's what you got. When you go to bed at night, if you pray to whatever God you pray to, you pray that Chris Johnson's not making this selection. All right?
Or that Woody's coming back.
I don't know what's, you know, that's an excellent question, too. What's happening? Because Trump's done on January 21st, right? So that, you want to be worried about something? I'll give you something to worry about. Forget Trevor Lawrence. I'll give you plenty to worry about. You want to worry about something? A coach sits down in front of Chris Johnson before January 21st, and they're interviewing him, and that coaching candidate says, who's my boss? Is it you or is it Woody? Who's my boss? And if he doesn't have an answer, that's going to make him walk out the door faster than who his quarterback is. He wants to know who his boss is. Yeah. What's happening with Woody? Can we hear something? I know they're not letting anybody fly from the UK into the United States, but you can make a phone call.
Say, but you could let an email fly. You could get on a Zoom and say something.
Why don't you call?
It's not fair to the fans, Johnson family. Okay. This is me. I'm from New York City, born and raised, okay? I've dealt with this for years. We need you guys to get succinct and clear on the same page. At least show us something before. Like, Woody, Chris, let's get that clear first.
Why don't you call Chris?
Give it to Joe.
Why don't you call Chris, right? Woody was dating rappers. Why don't you call Chris?
Yeah.
You say, I'm Q-Tip. Here's who you should hire. Or you know what you say to him? Don't even say that. Call Chris, right? He might even have your music playing in the background when you call him, okay? And you tell him, let Joe Douglas make the hire. Tell him to stand down. Tell him to take a knee on this and let Joe Douglas make the decision. Call him.
I could reach out to him, man.
You can reach out to him. Larry David called McCagnan and told him pick Lamar Jackson. He didn't do it. He got fired. If Larry David can get through to the Jets, Q-Tip can get through to Chris Johnson and say, Chris, take a knee. Let Joe Douglas make. I'm telling you, make the call. What's the worst thing that happened? You're on hold for 5 minutes and hang up? Call him.
If Larry David can call McCagnan.
I got something to tell you. I like McCagnan as a person. Have you ever seen Chris Johnson?
I've seen him.
Right. He is 10 times hipper than McCagnan. And McCagnan took Larry David's call. I'm telling you, Chris Johnson will take Q-Tip's call.
I hope so.
Now, you got to be careful. You got to be careful, though. You got to be careful. You got to let them know that you're Q-Tip, not a Q-Tip, because it's Johnson & Johnson. They might get a little confused.
That's a good one, buddy. But you know what? I will say this. Prior to this call, you know, I got to say, I was looking at that, too, and I was just thinking about, you know, moving it back because I didn't know about Sam. And, you know, it was good to see a smile on his face for the wrong reason, obviously. But, hey, Sam is not the worst thing in the world. In fact, he's better than a lot of the scenarios. I think that it was just that coaching. It was just horrible, horrible what Gase did. Just no leadership at all. He stood in the face of that. Kudos to him. And on the other side of that ball, that Quentin Williams, boy, I tell you, Jets fans, Jets Nation, we got us a nose tackle for the ages. I'm telling you.
He outplayed Aaron Donald yesterday.
He kind of outplayed him, man. That's who we like. Beckham
knocked him on his butt a couple of times in the game.
Oh my goodness! When he cleared that out, when they would do come on that second, when they had to drive, and he cleared him out for Frank to score.
Yeah.
Oh, he put a hurting on him. He had him all twisted.
Let me ask you this.
I love that.
I know you listen because of Peter. You don't know me from Adam, but did I make you feel better?
I feel like I know you though, bro, because I listen so much.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. But I hope I made you feel better. I hope you're better now than you were 20 minutes ago.
I feel a lot better now. I think that this is a great plan. I think we need to get our bullhorns in Jets Nation. We need to sound this new thing, this new marching orders out here from the show that we're going to probably wind up, we should just stick with Sam and let's just build up a powerhouse.
Dude, I'm telling you, we're going to put you on hold. We're going to put you on hold.
Huh?
We're going to put you on hold right now. Anthony, okay. Our producer, is going to give you the number to Florham Park. You're calling Chris Johnson. Promise me you're going to call Chris Johnson. The worst thing that happens is he doesn't take your call. Nobody has to know.
Okay, but give me the script one more time. What do I say to him?
Say, Chris, I've been rooting for this team forever. Okay? Tell him, listen, stand down. Let Joe Douglas make this call. You had your chance a couple of times. And you hired the worst coach in the history of football, soccer and football combined, the worst coach ever. Let Joe Douglas make this hire, please. For Jet Nation, you'll
speak
for Jet
Nation.
So you
want me to tell him that he made the worst hire? I can't tell him that. He's going to hang up the phone on me.
But
I mean, I could mention it in some way. I got to dress it up a little bit.
You say, Chris, stand down. Let Joe Douglas make the hire. And Chris may say, well, why do you say that? I'm the owner of the team. And say, well, I respect the fact that you're the owner of the team. But your last hire, quite frankly, was hot garbage. And ask yourself, does it make sense for you to get another chance or one of your smart hires, Joe Douglas, let him make the pick? Because that was a good hire. So you kind of compliment him, but you also let him know how bad he was at the first decision. So I think he might listen. And if he hangs up, he hangs up.
Call.
We're no worse than we are right now.
I'm going to call him. And you know what? I'm going to give you a report either by the end of this week, whenever I speak to him, next week. So everybody out there, I'm going on a deep, deep, deep cognizance.
That's right.
Going on a deep Jets mission here to get this right.
That's right. Well, at least make an effort. Because you're a fan, and he may listen to fans. And I think that you should do that. And just give us a full report.
It should be that kind of ownership that does that, right?
Well,
like if we were the Cowboys, and here I am, I'm like, you know, a Texas rapper or whatever, I'm Scarface or something from the Ghetto Boys, and I see Jerry, and I'm like, hey Jerry, we're hot garbage. Could you please do X, Y, Z? Jerry would take that into consideration. That's the kind of owner he is.
I'm gonna paint it out for you. You tell me what makes the most sense. You watch a Cowboy game. Who's sitting next to Jerry Jones? Chris Christie. Come on, you're Q-Tip, right? We're talking Chris Christie sitting next to Jerry Jones. You turn on a Washington football team game, right? Who's sitting next to Daniel Snyder? Tom Cruise. Come on. Now, you turn on a Jet game, there's Chris Johnson. You could tell him, hey, there's Q-Tip. What's cooler, Chris Christie, Tom Cruise, or Q-Tip?
Oh, come on. You know the answer to that, bro.
Exactly. But you know what? It takes a call. They're not reaching out to you. You think Jerry Jones is reaching out to Chris Christie or vice versa?
Yeah. I think Jerry Jones, he's not reaching out to Chris Christie.
Now, listen, especially when he was going out with Katie Holmes, Daniel Snyder might have reached out to Tom Cruise. All right, he might have.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
Make the call. I want a full report.
I'm going to do it because I got to – speaking of Washington, I don't want to see – my boy Kevin Durant over there, because he's a big Washington guy, and he gives me hell about that.
Right.
So yeah, absolutely right.
We gotta
match it up. I'm gonna wait for this number. Thank you for taking my call.
Here, put you on hold, Anthony. Give him the main number. You know, you're just doing him a favor. I'm sure it's in the phone book. Give him a number to call. You might get bounced around a little bit, but I'm telling you, this is how it works. If Larry David can get a number, you can get a number.
We'll get it.
All right, buddy.
Get this going.
Thanks,
all
man.
All right, buddy.
All right, that's Q-Tip, Tribe Called Quest, and a big fan. Hopefully I made him feel better. Hopefully I made Jet Nation feel better.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.